This is our second last episode of season 3 before we take a break. Don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on your podcast app so that you don't miss us when we come back. Check out the episode notes with our social media info and follow for Peace Out updates and other things related to children's mindfulness, yoga, social emotional learning, and other fun stuff for kids and families.
Peace out.
Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel Tsang. Today, we're going to pretend to be spaceships and do a checkup before we blast off into space. There won't be a lot of movement today. Today, we're going to focus on calming our minds and relaxing our bodies. So find a comfy space, either sitting or lying down. It's up to you. While you do that, let's check in with the new safe space recordings that we received. Here's the first one.
Hello, I'm Pearl from Canada, and my calm space is when I'm at my home with my family. And my happy space is when I'm in with lots of friends at my school. And my calm space is when it's nap time.
Thank you, Pearl. I'm from Canada too. And I also feel calm when I'm having a snack. We have so much in common. Thanks for sending that in. And here's Soraya.
Hi, my name is Soraya, and I'm 5 years old. I just turned, and I love everything. My safe space is playing with my brother, and my happy space is when I'm around nature, and my calm space is with my family. Thank you.
Happy belated birthday, Soraya. I loved hearing about your safe spaces. I like being outside, too. It's so calming, isn't it? We also got a video sent to our Bedtime FM Facebook page from Ashley from Southern California, who is 5 years old. In the video, Ashley said, "My happy place is with my best friend, Matt. My calm space is cuddled up in my bed, but I always need to go in my bed to do your emotions. But on only one piece out, you said, or in your bed. Can you start the last one with bed too, please?" Thank you again for sending that video to us, Ashley. And you're right. Sometimes I say you can sit or lie down on the ground or in the bed if you want. That's because some kids listen to Peace Out at home before bedtime, like you. And some listen with their whole class at school, so they don't have their beds there. Some classes have sent us great photos of them listening to Peace Out at school, and we always love seeing how they make the space so that everyone is comfortable and relaxed. So please keep sending those in. And to Ashley, thank you for listening. And you'll like this episode because you can do the whole thing cuddled up in your bed. Is everyone comfortable now? Great, let's begin. Okay, close your eyes if you'd like. Imagine that you're a spaceship. Before the big launch, it's important for spaceships to be in tip-top shape and that everything is working perfectly before they can let it go up to space. So let's check you. You're a brand new spaceship. We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Before we begin, we know that everyone has a different way of moving and different abilities to move different parts of the body. So if I say to move or to do something that isn't available to you or doesn't feel comfortable, you can simply do something that is in your range or skip that part. Okay, let's start with the bottom of the spaceship. Your toes. Give them a wiggle. Point them straight. Flex them so that your toes are pointing towards you. Wiggle again. And now, just let them relax. Now let's shake our legs. If you're lying down, bring your knees up to your chest and give them a hug. If you're sitting, bring your knees up as high as you can. Now, let's bring them back down. Give your legs one last shake, and then let them relax on the ground. Or if you're sitting, cross them again or sit in your comfortable position again. Okay, let's check our hips now. Do you need to adjust them? Maybe move them a little bit lower or side to side? Do that now. How are you doing so far? Looks like the bottom half of our spaceship is all clear and ready. Let's check the top part of the spaceship. Wiggle your fingers. And now make a tight fist. Squeeze and release. Cross your arms over your chest now, like you're mad about something. Squeeze tight and release. Relax your arms back by your sides. We're up to our shoulders now. If you're sitting, sit up tall and gently roll your shoulders back. If you're lying down, see if it's more comfortable if you shift your shoulders down. Now, stick out your tongue. Really, stick it out. Relax your tongue and your mouth. Let's scrunch up our faces now. Scrunch and relax. Relax. One more thing. Let's rub our hands together. And when you feel them getting nice and warm, put it over your face. Gently pat or rub your face. Feel your face muscles relaxing, your forehead, your cheeks, your nose, your mouth. And now put your hands back down to your sides. It looks like our spaceships are in great shape. We're all relaxed and calm now, right? I hope so. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and breathe out. Another deep breath in and breathe out. One more breath in and breathe out. Before a spaceship is ready to go to space, we have to make sure it's running smoothly, that all the parts are working well, nothing is broken. It's also important that the fuel tank is full too, of course. And do you know how much fuel a space shuttle needs? I looked on the NASA website and it said, at liftoff, an orbiter and external tank, the tank on the outside, carry 835,958 gallons of the principal liquid propellants, the fuel, a combination of hydrogen, oxygen, hydrazine, monomethylhydrazine, and nitrogen tetroxide. The total weight is 1,607,185 pounds. Over 1 million pounds of fuel is needed. Wow, that's a lot of fuel, but the space shuttle needs it to do its job. And how about us? What do our bodies need to do its job? We need good, healthy food that will give our bodies the nutrients that it needs to grow strong and healthy. so we can run and walk and jump, skip, play sports, hug our families, high-five our friends, read, write. And we also need to keep our bodies working and active, doing all of that running and jumping and playing to build our muscles and make our bodies strong. Our spaceships are ready, but what good is it being able to blast off if we aren't able to steer it in the direction we want to go? That's why we're not just checking in with our bodies now. We're going to check in with our minds. Our brains tell our bodies what to do after all. Our mind has all the thoughts and ideas, our knowledge, what we know, our beliefs, and our emotions. And those emotions, our feelings, will affect how fast or slow we go, if we stop, if we go in the wrong direction, or they'll help us steer towards the right one. So it's important to pay attention to how we're feeling. So let's just take a minute to see how we're doing. Hopefully, you're feeling calm right now after we've relaxed our body. But are there any other feelings floating around? Just notice them and let them go for now. If you can, try to pause every day just for a minute and do a quick check on how you're feeling. You can start with the calm down countdown or a few deep breaths, and then just be still and pay attention to the feelings in your mind. You don't have to do anything about them when you do. If it's something that's happy or not bothering you too much, you can just notice them, and that's it for now. If you notice bigger feelings that might be harder to handle on your own, or that are really bothering you, then maybe it's time to talk to someone like a friend or a grown-up that you trust. Speaking of the calm down countdown, you may have noticed that we didn't start with that today. That's because we had to save the countdown until after we made sure that the spaceship is in perfect condition before we can lift off. So let's do that now. I'm going to count down from 10. And every time you hear a number, take a deep breath in through your nose. And then when you hear this chime sound, that means to start breathing out slowly. Let's practice first. Take a deep, long breath in. And now slowly let your breath out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Good. We're going to count down to lift off into space. And maybe that will mean bedtime for some of you, like Ashley. Or maybe it just means being all relaxed and slowly ready to get back to your class's next activity, or back to doing something else with your family or friends. Are you ready? Here we go. 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three, two, one. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and narrated by Chanel Tsang and is produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM.